Coach, obviously a good way to start the season. Two programs that are used to winning, going to the state tournament. You took on Cherokee Trail and got a good win tonight.
Yeah, we started a little bit slow, but we were happy with the progress we made throughout the three sets.
All right. What'd you like out of your team tonight in your opener?
I really liked our defensive mentality. In the past, we've had lots of kids over 6 foot, and that is just not our identity this year. And I love it. I love watching our back row players keep the ball alive, and nothing's more frustrating to attackers. So I really liked that dig or die mentality.
And that's going to have to lead you this year. Like you said, kind of a lack of size, so your defense and scrappiness is going to have to carry you.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I still have 3 6-foot kids.
Right.
But in the past, we've just been a really big team, probably for about the past 5 or 6 years. And so it's a different look for us, but it's one I think will benefit us.
All right. What about playing in front of a crowd? It looked like, based on social media, that both teams really turned out the crew tonight in the stands. That had to feel good again for the girls.
Oh, yeah. It's so fun. The energy on both sides was awesome. I have a couple of sophomores that start for me, and so their first high school season was COVID, where we didn't have a lot of fans. So that was a good challenge for us. It was a great experience for us to have to play in that atmosphere, and I just think how great for both schools that we had the opportunity to do that.
You mentioned those sophomores. How did you see their game tonight? What'd you like out of their play again, kind of in a different setting?
Yeah, both of them are back row players, so I think that plays into our strength. I think we definitely started slow, like I said, and took us a minute to relax and keep it simple. But once we were able to do that, our younger kids really played outstanding.
All right. I think a key player, though, for you, probably Macy Busso. She's kind of directing this offense for you this year, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yep, she's running a 5-1. She makes some great choices, and we're able to run. I'm sure Katie Dalton's a name you know.
Yep.
She is actually a setter in club, but we're having her play outside for us just because she is such a key player in that role. And so she's able to funnel the ball to her. And my middles looked outstanding as well tonight. I think that was another huge strength of ours. So that delivery to those guys is pretty important.
You mentioned Dalton. I was going to get to her because she was a standout freshman for you, but she also played a little bit in the shadow of her older sister, I believe. But now she's got to be a main gun for you, I believe.
Yeah, definitely. And like I said, in a new role that she's not familiar with, but she's doing outstanding there. She's played under really good leadership with playing under her sister for a couple years and her cousin. And so I think she has the ability to lead our kids well after watching that from them.
All right, good win tonight to get the season started, but you have a tough early slate. Chatfield's a good program on Thursday, Grandview and Pondo next week. So you got some challenges ahead of you here in the next 5-7 days.
Absolutely. We're excited that we have lots of room to improve, and we plan to do so.